The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. We're back again. We were talking about Doge and some funds that they discovered, and in particular, Jody Ernst from Iowa, kind of mocking the Recreational Boating and Fishing Foundation, primarily because of the high salaries of the president and things like that. Not the work that they do, but you know, RBFF is used nationwide to help promote fishing and boating through most and many, fishing services around the country, including here in Maryland. Right now we have Arnold on the line. Good morning, Arnold. Thanks for waiting.
We actually just lost Arnold. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, Arnold. Sorry, buddy. Coming right back to you. All right. You can call back if you got the time. If not, I was looking forward to talking to you. Okay. All right. So, changing topics. Jeff, my buddy in Baltimore, texted me the other day, wanted to know, and I'd seen this report from on an email from Tom, who emails a lot of people, about different things in nature that he's found, discovered, heard, about dead vultures at Conowingo. And the part of the fishing trails, or the trails leading from the anglers' deck up there, Conowingo, being closed because they discovered dead vultures in the area and suspected early on this week that it might have been avian flu. It was confirmed later that a group of vultures, in particularly black vultures or black buzzards, had been found dead, and they suspected bird flu, so they were keeping people out of the area, which is understandable. I don't know how vultures, buzzards get bird flu, but it could be from eating the carcass of a dead bird that's already died from bird flu, like a snow goose, a duck, anything that could have caught avian influenza and been eaten by the scavengers. Now I kind of, it grosses me out what they eat, but who better to clean up a carcass than those assigned by God to do it, which are black buzzards, vultures, bald eagles, and others that are scavengers. It's cool to see a whole bunch of them clean up a deer carcass in a couple of days. It really is. And I have explained this before several times, but for those of you who might be new, there is actually two types of buzzards or vultures here in Maryland. One is the turkey vulture, and the other one is the black buzzard. Now, the black buzzard is a little bit smaller. They have the black head, black feet. The turkey vulture has a bright red head that looks like a turkey, which is why they call it turkey vulture. Turkey vulture is bigger than the black buzzard. But here's a symbiotic relationship between the two. The vulture, the turkey vulture, has a sense of smell. Both of them have like eight power binocular vision. Okay, so when they're up there soaring around on the air currents, and you'll see them circling, they open their wings and they just let the air currents take them up. They're actually looking for something to eat, and they're up there with a eight power set of binoculars, and they're looking down on the highways and the byways and the fields and every place else for carcasses. It's what they do. Well, turkey vulture has a sense of smell. Now, roadkill is not very appetizing, and as the odor wafts up into the atmosphere, the turkey vulture can smell it, which is another way that they're attracted to the carcass. The black buzzard, and in particularly when it comes to a larger carcass, like a deer carcass, follows the turkey vulture to the scene. Or, I mean, you know, they can go there themselves, of course, but they do it more by sight than smell. In the case of a deer carcass, where you've got a tough hide that you have to, you know, kind of open up to get to the good stuff, the symbiotic relationship goes like this. The turkey vulture smells it, finds it. The black buzzard follows the turkey buzzard. And the benefit of the turkey, the benefit the turkey vulture gets from the black buzzard is that the black buzzard has the beak and bill strength to cut through the hide and open the hide of that animal to expose the buffet. Whereas the turkey vulture doesn't have the bill strength to do that. Fascinating, isn't it? I think it is. Anyway, bird flu has been, you know, now that the snow geese have pretty much gotten out of here, I don't know if it's being abated or not. I haven't heard a lot about it. I know that there were, you know, a ton of chickens, millions and millions and millions of suspected chickens, whether or not they were confirmed to have bird flu, killed in 2024 by the former administration, which led to the egg price crisis, which everybody talked about. Now that's abated a little bit with moves from the current administration and importing eggs from places like Turkey, which could lead to another whole set of jokes, you know, turkey eggs, just saying. That's helping bring down the prices of eggs, and of course egg production has increased because of somewhat of a abatement of the bird flu among chicken flocks. I know chicken flocks were affected here in Maryland. So now we have buzzards, now we have vultures being afflicted by it, so it's, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility just yet. So just be careful if you're up there around Conowingo. Don't touch any dead birds, please. That would be a good thing to do. So, all right. Any callers on the line, Aaron?
Not right now.
Well, let's get some callers in here. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you want to talk about buzzards, vultures, and other scavengers, let's do that. Even bald eagles fit in that bill, unfortunately, although they will catch fresh fish. I will tell you one thing I did see this past week. A lot of ospreys have come back. A lot. Saw the first one over the Choptank River out in Denton, and then I've seen them all over the place. I've seen them on the Eastern Shore. I've seen them in Dorchester County. I've seen them every place I go where ospreys will gather. You know, they're starting to get on their nests and that type of thing. So, anyway, let's see what we got here.
A chicken farmer went out one cold and windy night.
What was that? Well, why don't you just play it, and then we'll go to the break.
He had a bad feeling something wasn't right. Suddenly a giant chicken hit him right in the eye. It was the sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky. Farmer had raised chickens since he was 24, all working for the colonel for 30 years or more, killing all those chickens and sending them to fry. Now it's payback time for ghost chickens in the sky. Their beaks were black and shiny, their eyes were burning red. Had no meat or feathers, these chickens were dead. They picked the farmer up, and he died by the claw. They cooked him extra crispy, and ate him with coleslaw.
Everybody!
this story. Be careful who you eat, cause there's no more painful death than to be rotisserie. Please go have a burger and pass the colonel by, and maybe you'll survive. Ghost chickens in the sky.
Everybody!
Ghost chickens in the sky!
Hey, you know, it's shotgun shooting sports season. You know, turkey season's right around the corner. I think it comes out on the 18th of April. If you want to check out the turkey supplies at Clyde's, you're certainly welcome to do that. And they've got some turkey guns in there that... It'll fit your bill for sure. But I want to talk about Browning a little bit. If you're a shotgun shooting sports guy, and there's a couple tournaments coming up, and a couple of sporting clays places are getting open and rolling, and, you know, it's a great way to practice your wing shooting, that's for sure, or just have fun with a bunch of guys. You can go out there and, you know, shoot 25, 50 rounds of clay birds, and you'll 25 or 50 clay birds, a couple rounds. And why not have a gun to do it? Well, if you like trap, the BT-99 is a single-shot shotgun, trap-specific, available at Clyde Sports Shop. It's a Browning BT-99. It's got all steel components and a trap recoil pad, walnut stock. It's a pretty gun. But the one I see when I go visit some of these ranges is the Satori, the Over and Under from Clyde Sports Shop. It comes in about six different models, the CXT. It's got a crossover design with a lightweight ported barrels, a vented high post rib and side ribs, a Vector Pro forcing cones, and there's also a high rib trap model as well. Then there's the White Lightning, which has got polished blued barrels, an oil finish grade, 3-4 walnut extended black band, and Vector Plus choke tubes, 3-inch chamber and 28 gauge. All available in most gauges. Over and Under shotgun is a great way to go. And the Satori, if you're into shotgun shooting sports, is a wonderful way to go. They also have a field model if you want to use that for upland birds. If you like pheasant and quail hunting and, you know, grouse hunting out in the timber out in western Maryland, or, you know, if you travel to do any kind of bird hunting around the country, the Over and Under Satori is the way to go. And that's a Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227 in Baltimore. They are your full-line Browning dealer. Been around since 1957. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Make sure you stop by and see all the Brownings, whether that's for waterfowl, for big game hunting with the X-Bolt, or even plinking with the 22 with the T-Bolt Sporter. Clyde Sports Shop. 242-6108, open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, you know what? Backyard Billy's is open for business today. Tomorrow, they're open 7 days a week. You need to stop by. It's a destination, and the reason I say that is because there's so much stuff there to see. Anything for your backyard. You look around your backyard and you go, you know, I'm thinking we could put a dog kennel right there. Or if you live, you know, a little further out, you know what? I'm thinking about getting some chickens. I want to raise my own chickens, have my own eggs. We could put a chicken coop right over there. 60-page catalog of chicken coops. Anything for anyone, anywhere. For chicken coops. They've got them. They can order them. or they've got them right in stock. Greenhouses, nice little greenhouses. Greenhouses, you know, that look like sheds, and sheds that look like greenhouses, and combination greenhouse shed. You know, you store your gardening stuff in there. You can raise your plants inside, at least start your plants inside if you want, your flowers and so forth. Why not? They've got pergolas. They've got gazebos. They've got gym sets and swing sets for kids, you know, for grandma and grandpap. If you got some special occasion coming up for the kids and you want to present them with one of those. And on big stuff, free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches as well, and set up too. So, did I mention, you know, hundreds of tables, chairs, thousands of Adirondack chairs in every size, color, and scheme, if you like. Backyard Village. Man, barbecue grills like Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe and some of the others. And I've mentioned some of that. And, look, I haven't even talked about all the heating stuff, the fireplace inserts, the gas, the electric, the pellet, the wood fireplace inserts, the freestanding wooden pellet stoves, all that at the same wonderful location called Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How to get there? If you're coming across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, you can take Route 50. Of course, you're going to take Route 50. You'll be on Route 50. You're headed east. Get off at exit 44B. There's a boat dealer there. You swing off the exit, keep right, take the first right. That's Drummer. And you go right back there to Backyard Billy's. You're going to go kind of around it when you come off the exit. You'll see it on 50. You'll see their big backyard, no question. 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Backyard Billy's, making your backyard great again. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Thank you for the trumpet intro. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Again, I wish you and Robin the best. And,
thank you.
I know she's doing better.
Doing better.
And I got another little story, I guess, for you about fishing. There was a movie called April in Paris. All right?
Ray.
It was a big movie. But I'll call this story Christmas in April. All right? And fishing with my good buddy Joe. Joe showed up. We were down at Red Bridges. And by the way, we're coming right into April now.
Yeah.
Real soon. So we were down at Red Bridges, and Joe looked like the poster boy for Sissy Boy Fishing magazine. He had vests on with hooks in it, all kind of fishing clips on stuff, and his special cutoff pants, and his hat with a whole bunch of lure on that, and there comes Joe. So he had a way of fishing where he had to sling his rod straight over his head. He would do it that way instead of,
right.
And he would get his bobbers all caught in the trees.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and you would get down there, and you would see trees with nothing but hooks, bobbers, and lure.
Yep.
And that's all he did all day was work on these stuck lures and bobbers in the tree to where he ran out of, all right? Mm. And finally, with another, I don't know how much he spent in fishing rods, but he had unsnapped another fishing rod off, trying to get it out of there.
Yep.
And finally I said to him, pull that line out of that tree. You got still got the half of it hooked to the rod. And he pulled with everything he had, and that thing come flying back at him 1,000 miles an hour, and next thing you know, the hook was stuck in his thumb. All right. And he couldn't get it out because the barb was deep in.
Right.
And then, of course, then he comes to me, and he wanted to borrow my Coonan fishing rod, but I wouldn't let him have it.
I don't blame you.
So anyway, it's time to get this hook out, and he can't get it out. And I pull out this big knife, and he said, "What are you going to do with that, Ray?" I said, "I'm going to cut your thumb off." I said, "Nobody can get that hook out of there." He didn't go for that at all.
Not at all, though.
I said, we'll cut your pointing finger off. It'll hurt the doggone bad. You won't feel the hook.
Right.
So he gives you, he likes movie stars, and next thing you know, he's giving you the Elvis snarl. He's got his lips curled. And I had these hemostats, and I said, we'll get this out of here. And I said, this is going to hurt really bad. And I'm telling you, I couldn't get that barb to cut loose. And I worked that thing, and he was biting on the sticks, and you name it. So I finally get this thing out, and it pulled a tremendous amount of a skin out with it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Don't look. I said, don't look, Joe. Just don't look. And I took the hemostats and shoved them back in the hole.
Oh!
I said, you're good to go now.
Oh, man.
So, when we finally left, which we always had to do, all right, we left. And I said, look, we're coming back again tomorrow, Joe, but we're going to bring some Christmas lights with us. And we're going to light this place up, light those trees right up with the Christmas lights. All those lures are yours.
I already got the decorations on
there. Next time I'll tell you about the fishing rod that finally got him to try to stop that stuff.
All right. So, well, Ray, I have something ready for you, all right?
Go ahead.
I was looking for a fishing rod the other day, and I stumbled across a Coonan 96% graphic leader 8166M 6'6", 2-piece, medium action, 6 to 12 pound line Coonan fishing rod, and I thought of you. It's got a Fuji grip on it, and it's from the mid-'80s. And I thought about you and your Coonan fishing rod, so I'm going to use that this year, and I'm going to think about my buddy Ray on the radio. How's that?
There you go.
All right.
Well, when I call in again, I'll tell you about the. The cure for his ailment with the special fishing rod.
All right. And if I got enough time, I'm going to tell the listeners how to get a hook out. Okay, without all that stuff you went through. So keep listening.
I got a million of these stupid stories.
All right. Well, I'm only here for another 37 years.
I hope I'm there. All right.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Ray. Bye bye. There he goes. Do we have any callers on the line there, Aaron? I think we do. Oh, let's talk to Clay. Good morning, Clay. How are you, sir?
Alan, good morning. After hearing Ray's story, I've got chills running down my spine. Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah. Ray.
I was fishing with a kid once. He cast back. And somehow, to this day, I don't know how he did it, but when he cast forward, he hooked his ear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yep. The reason I called, two questions.
Yep.
One, you were talking about buzzards and vultures.
Yes.
And for 70-some years, I've been taught that the easy and quick way to identify them is the vulture has that crooked neck.
Right.
And the buzzard does not. Is that accurate?
I don't know. I've not heard the neck theory. I really haven't.
That's what I was always taught.
Okay. We'll go with that.
But the other thing, a couple weeks ago on another show on this station, they were discussing the increase in all the different fees, et cetera.
Right.
And they got on the subject of a fishing license.
Right.
Which has gone up to $12. And I called in because the last time I bought a fishing license, it was back in the 90s.
Right.
And the licenses have not gone up since then.
Right.
So I said that's not really that big a deal.
Right.
$12. But what they were questioning, I said, it's my understanding that the money taken in for the fishing licenses does not go in the general fund. It goes immediately towards the natural resource police, the
right.
fish stocking, et cetera.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go in the general fund. Is
no.
that accurate?
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. Well, it does not go into the general fund, but it is the only funding that DNR has is the license fees and, the stamps and things like that, both on the fishing and the hunting side. Now, Hunters of Maryland were able to get, 2 years ago, I think $500,000 dedicated of public funds to Wildlife and Heritage Service. I believe that happened, but the big part of the funding is the Sport Fish Restoration Fund and the Wildlife Restoration Fund, which we've talked about, a little bit this morning. The excise
right.
fee that we pay, eventually we pay, but it's already added to the cost. I mean, if Clyde's buys a fishing rod from St. Croix, they're already programmed, 11% excise tax is already programmed in, okay? That's already paid. It's already been sent to the government through the IRS. It goes back to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and then gets redistributed based on a formula to each state. And that formula has hunting and fishing licenses have a lot to do with that formula, how much money they get back. So, and that's what funds land acquisition. That's what funds a lot of wildlife and fisheries programs and things like that are those funds called Sport Fish Restoration and Wildlife Restoration. So it's a great system. And, again, it's user pays, public benefits. Because,
right.
Because when we buy a wildlife management area, that doesn't preclude, hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers from using that land because it's public land. But it was purchased by hunting funds.
Okay, so I was right on that because a couple other callers.
Yeah, you were.
A couple other callers to that show after me said, no, he's wrong, that it goes right into the general fund.
No, it does
so,
not.
I didn't think it did.
Just like the Poaching Restitution Act that the Maryland Hunting Coalition got through 2016, I believe. Those fines that are paid by poachers go to a special wildlife fund. We don't know how much that is. I guess we could inquire and get that. But, we had that done on purpose to promote, wildlife, research programs or whatever they need it for. But those poaching restitution funds go into a special fund within Wildlife and Heritage Service. They're not put in the general fund either.
Okay. I knew that.
Yeah.
Sort of one of the questions, and it definitely clears up the other one.
Good. All right, buddy.
All right. Have a great week. We'll be in touch.
All right, Clay. Thank you very much.
Talk to you later.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Well, I just got... Okay, I just want to give everybody an update. The labs look good on Robin this morning. She's got good results from the transfusion, and actually the five of them, and she had a good night. So that's all good. So thank you, Bree, for that. Appreciate that. Mark, if you indulge me just for a minute, I want to tell the folks how to get a hook out. So here's a real quick story. I was fishing for a northern pike. In Lake Somerset, and all I was catching was hammer handles. I mean, I didn't have any big baits or anything like that to attract the bigger fish, so I'm catching what they call a hammer handle. These are northern pike from, 15 to 18 inches. They're not legal. Every one of them was going back, but they were fun to catch. So they were biting off my inline spinners, my MEP spinners, my CP swings, and all that stuff. So I put a little Rapala on, and I threw it out, and I caught a pike, and the pike came in. And I got it up on the dock, and I went to grab it, and it just, as a pike will do, it shook its head and drove one of those hooks from the Rapala into the middle finger of my hand, right at the second joint, the one, not the one attached to your hand, but the next one up. Okay, drove it right into that joint of my finger. So, first thing I had to do was get the pike off the hook, because now I'm hooked into this pike. So I got the pike off, cut the hooks off of the Rapala, cut it off my line, cut the hooks off of it. Now I've got a hook, just a hook by itself, treble hook, embedded in my finger. Well, I had just read an article on how to get a hook out, and here's what I did. This hook is in past the barb. So I found a unwilling volunteer. I don't know if he's willing or unwilling, but he turned out he helped me out. I said, look, could you do me one favor? He said, what? I said, all I need you to do is pull this hook out. Well, how am I going to do that? I said, here's how we're going to do it. On three, you're going to do exactly as I ask. He goes, okay, what? So I took a wire leader. People that fish for toothy fish know what a wire leader is, made out of thin wire cable. I ran it through the bend of the hook, okay? And I said, on three, I want you to snap this as hard as you can. So I bent it through put it through the eye of the hook, and now it's... now it's snug on there. I pushed the eye of the hook down into my finger, which pulled the wound open. And when I said snap it, he snapped it, and the barb and the hook came out through the wound that it had already cut. Didn't even feel it. There's a hook embedded past the barb, stuck in my finger, scraping on the bone, and snapped it out in a second. Now, I have not had a situation since, but now that I've had that experience, I know how to get the hook out of me or anybody else. So if you read about hook removal from your finger or from you will see this technique. You put a strong line of some kind, I used a wire leader, through the bend of the hook. Press the eye of the hook down, which pulls the skin up where the hook went in, and snap it right out through the same wound it entered. And no cuts coming out, nothing. It just pops right out, and you're good to go. There we go. Let's talk to Mark in Delaware. I agree. Good morning, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm glad I haven't had breakfast today.
Oh, I know. It's been fun, hasn't it?
Oh, brother. that ray is a stitch. Remind me never to go fishing with you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, I think my hands as they are.
I think his buddy Joe would probably have done better with this couple of stitches.
Well, I'll tell you, he's a great raconteur.
Raconteur is right.
The way he can tell a story is...
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
They could use them to demonstrate stuff at hospitals,
true.
I guess, for training.
No thanks. I'm good. Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
During the break, I had time to look up the primary difference, according to bird.com.
Yeah.
Is bird fact. Vultures.com. Vultures eat dead mammals primarily.
Okay.
So they don't have strong talons.
Right.
And they, whereas buzzards catch live animals, so they need to have very strong talons. And they're not that different looking, except that most vultures don't have feathers on their heads.
Right. Heads,
which makes sense because they can clean themselves much better instead
exactly.
of, you know, with a deceased, with carrion.
Right.
There may be a lot of bacteria and stuff there. So it's the amazing thing, the point is that there is nothing wasted. Nature,
nope.
Every opportunity is filled by some creature that makes its own contribution.
That's true. There was a flight attendant on a commercial airline flight that stopped a vulture from getting on a plane with a dead rabbit. And he said, look, this is my carry-on.
Oh, brother.
Sorry about that. But it seemed like the right place to slide that in.
Oh, that's a stitch.
Okay.
I hope you guys have a very good week and Robin continues to improve.
I think so. Well, it looks like she got some rest overnight with no issues, which is great. Night times have been a little tougher for her, but it looks like the tests are coming back good, and you know, we'll just keep praying out there, folks. If you would, I'd appreciate it more than you know, and it's doing more than you know. This is not going to be an easy haul. This is going to take a bit. You know, it really is.
Well,
so,
yeah, we have to live our lives a day at a time.
That's true.
We're so busy living in the future, sometimes in the past, but we have to be grateful for what we have and live our lives a day at a time.
That's true. The thing with Robin is she will go back to something that happened this morning, something that happened, you know, hours ago. And I've got to bring her back and say, look, you can't do anything about it. It might not have been pleasant, but here we are now. That was then. This is now. Why revisit it? Let's just keep moving forward. You know, and the older I get, the more I live by that. You can't, I can't change a thing. I can't change a thing I said on this show. I can't change a thing I said on last week's show. You know, I might be able to correct something or clarify something, but I can't change it. So I just got to keep moving forward. We got to keep moving forward.
I often quote a friend of mine who's passed on many years ago. He joined AA and acquainted me with some of their expressions, one of which was, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is a gift, that's why we call it the present.
I like that.
So do I. And
I like that.
I've been quoting Ralph for 20 years, 25 years, whatever it was. But
yep.
There's a lot to be said there.
There is true. And Abraham Lincoln said, I cannot control circumstances, but circumstances control me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I like that one, too.
Yes, that's excellent.
Indeed.
Okay. You take care of yourself.
All right. I thought you'd weigh in on Doge, but, well, that's a conversation for another day.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't like to preempt your show and talk about politics all the time.
Well, I was
not why people listen.
No, it was involved politics in a way. With
well,
a set,
you
with
can't
a,
get away from it.
With a, no, you can't. You can't. But
and between
but,
the funding, guns,
oh, yeah.
those, you name
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
they're intertwined. It's not by our choice.
Exactly.
But we have to respond to what is.
Exactly. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for doing the show.
Oh.
There's so many of us. You really give me reason to get out of get up at 4 o'clock in the morning so I can be wide awake.
Well, after
people
last...
say, you know, when do you get up? And I say, well, generally maybe 5:30, except for Saturday, when I make it 4:15.
Yeah. Make your coffee and get comfortable, or tea, or whatever it is, yeah.
Well, you contribute a lot to people's lives just by being there.
I appreciate that. After last week when I woke up at 4:53 and had to set everything up, you know, this morning, I set the alarm for 7:20 last Saturday rather than 4:20. I don't know how I did that, but we actually did wake up this morning and set everything up and got in touch with Aaron, and everything's on time. So I've enjoyed it this morning very much. So.
Great.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, see you. Bye-bye. All right, how about that? Backyard Billy's. Oh, yeah. Main major sponsor of our Outdoors and Radio show, and we love them all. I did talk to the owner of Madonna Seafood the other day, and if we have time, we'll talk about crabs. Crab prices are all over the place right now. The pickers are getting ready to start receiving Maryland crabs. Some of the crabs that are being made into crab meat right now are coming from other states, Virginia, North Carolina. But Virginia has dried up one day, and then the next day the price drops. You know, so it's a gamble. Anytime you go out on the water and you have something to sell, and let's say you catch, you know, you have a great day and you catch 20 bushels of crabs or whatever it might be, and you come into the dock and yesterday they were $200 a bushel, and now they're $150. Well, you've just lost from one day to the next. 20 bushels times 50, you just lost a lot of money. So it can be something else. So not for the faint of heart, I can tell you that. That's for sure. All right. Anyway, Backyard Billy's. Do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we had one too. It was just a hole in the wall, sucked all the heat out of the room. We fixed that. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I settled on an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. It works great with the remote control. Set it for the temperature you want and forget it. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves if you need a primary or alternative heat source for your shed, your garage, maybe for your house. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for next year's chilly weather. Later this year's chilly weather. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500 is the phone number. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And one more time for Clyde's Sports Shop. Do we want to do guns or do we want to do fishing? Let's do fishing because it's right around the corner. Clyde's Sports Shop has bait and minnows, live bait minnows, frozen bait. They've got the big black salties for the snakeheads or for the landlocked striped bass out there in Carroll County. They've got fishing licenses, lures, hooks, lead weights, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, and trout season opens today. For rockfish, they've got the circle hooks and the bucktails and the umbrellas and the parachutes. St. Croix fishing rods, featured fishing rod. They've got the Shakespeare ugly stick. They've got the Shakespeare rods and reels. They've got the Pfluger rods and reels. They've got Penn spinning reels. They've got Daiwa, Shimano, and all the others as well. Kid fishing combos and rod and reel combos. They'll put new line on your spools. All you got to do is take them in, get them to fill them up. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, /Halethorpe, 21227 in Baltimore, 410-242-6108. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. ClydeSportShop.com is the website. They've been around since 1957, 3 years after I was born. Clyde's Sports Shop is open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to... Uh-oh, can't hear myself. We're back. Let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good, good, good.
Caught the Ray's story, and when it comes to finding lures in trees, my brother could spot them from like a quarter mile away.
Yep.
he would say, remind me when we leave this spot to go over and get that. I'm like, it's 20 feet up in the tree. How are you going to get it? he opened up his rod locker and he showed me his pruning pole.
carried a pruning pole with him to get. Oh man!
Yeah, well, his reasoning was the price is right.
Yeah, right.
So
wow.
Next day we're fishing along, and I was having a good day until I put my jig in the tree. You know, just low.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And he said, "No worry, we'll get it." And I said, "Gil, while you're in there, get me that Lucky Craft crankbait that's right next to it."
There you go. Why not? Yeah.
I guess it runs in the family. But anyway, Alan, just to call and let everybody know that you and I decided we can run the lure giveaway for May to September.
Yep, that'd be good.
It's amazing how not wanting to waste paint comes into coming up with different new lure colors.
Yep.
Out of the blue, I came up and I did something in chartreuse recently that turned out pretty neat. So I'm going to have that in the first purse package.
Is that the ones you showed me?
No, this is a little different. I had chartreuse. I had no clue what I was going to do for the back color. And I had some leftover silver gray, and I sprayed that on. That looked okay, but with this luminescence type of paint. So I had some green luminescence left over, and I sprayed that over the gray, and that's like, oh, boy, I got to add this into the
into
the rotation of things that I'm doing, because it looked really sharp.
All right, good. Hey, Tim, look, I look forward to working with you. We're about out of time, buddy. Thanks for calling, and we'll hear from you again.
All right, Alan, thanks, and take care. Tell Robin hello, and prayers as always.
I appreciate it. We'll do it. Thank you, buddy. There goes Tim. Going to give away some high tide lures starting May through September. That's great. Thanks for the preview. All right, folks, get out, stay out, stay safe. Beautiful day to go fishing. I hope you get out into the outdoors this weekend. Don't forget to take your kids trout fishing this weekend, too. Love your family. Take them fishing. Why not? Love the Lord, and we will talk to you in a week from now.